What is up, you noble hearts? Welcome to No Holds Barred, the Shakespeare podcast. Shakespeare would have listened to. I'm Dan Bollier.
And I'm Kevin Condardo. We are back with this month's wild card episode, and as we are now past the Thanksgiving holiday and into the most wonderful time of the year, We thought we would do everyone out there a little bit of a service and thought we'd give you some holiday shopping ideas for the Shakespeare lover in your life.
AKA things we want you to send us.
Post office box details to come. Last year, I know last December, when it was way too late to be useful, we did an episode on 6 Shakespeare books that we would recommend. That was episode 30, so you can check that for your recommendations for your book-loving friends. So this year, we're going to focus on other stuff, non-book Shakespeare gifts.
Here we go.
So I won the coin flip before the show, so I
there
get
was
to
no
go
coin
first.
Flip.
Yeah, so you always complain about the coin flip. So I wanted
I gave
to
you one as
my,
your first holiday. It's your first stocking stuffer. Merry Christmas.
So there's the first gift of the episode. I wanted to kind of tier out my my gifts. You know, I wanted to have something that's like a stocking stuffer, a Secret Santa type of thing,
sure.
And then building up. So the first thing I know, when I was growing up, my mom used to load up the stockings with a bunch of like under $5 gifts. They were all individually wrapped. My brother and I would tie up like 45 minutes of the gift-giving period with us unwrapping like individual Butterfingers and Kit Kat and Tic Tacs and all that stuff, and a deck of like Red Sox playing cards. Always very much appreciated. Strong recommend Noreen Condardo for mom.
Yeah. Vote Big for shout out to Noreen.
So the one little stocking stuffer gift or thing, you know, if you want to, if you have a $10 Secret Santa in your Shakespeare reading group, is a product available on the Unemployed Philosophers Guild website at philosophersguild.com. It's Lady Macbeth's guest soap. Here's what the description is. You'll be the perfect host or hostess when you treat visitors to Lady Macbeth's guest soap, the ideal soap for washing your hands and washing your hands and washing your hands. Outdamned spot, fresh milk, cocoa butter scent. And the box says, Lady Macbeth's guest soap, and then in italics, outdamned spot, and there's a blood stain on the box. And then on the side it says, try it in the Macbeth.
Ah, nice.
So, nice. You know, it's just a little, I mean, it's $3, so it's the ultimate, like, you get $3 of a laugh when you open it, and you're like, oh.
That is a $3 laugh. That was very
right?
good.
That's that it. Like, so that's you can throw that at, you know, you wrap up that little thing, you put a little button on it, you can buy 3 packs, I think. Lady Macbeth's guest soap, philosophersguild.com. I'd get a $3 laugh out of it.
Right. I'm just pumped. It's worth $3 to me that they got you to say Macbeth 3 times on this podcast.
I'm dead on the inside.
That's pretty amazing. So we'll take that. Man, the holidays are coming early here. No holds barred. So for my first gift, the one I'm thinking of is I'd like to do a small business shout out and support a small business, someone who's dedicating their life to just making things that make Shakespeare lovers like us go, oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's really funny. Mm-hmm. And she happens to be a good friend of the pod, Mia Gosling. Check out goodticklebrain.com/shoppe/ S-H-O-P-P-E, which of course is the British spelling of shop. Mm. And on there you can find many, many items. The one that I like the most personally is this Complete Works of Shakespeare t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
which is all of the works. It's just, it's the different, the title characters, it looks like, in Mia's wonderful style, drawn on a lovely, lovely black t-shirt. Proclaim your love of the Complete Works of Shakespeare with this t-shirt featuring iconic snapshots from each of his plays. Don't recognize them all? Here's a cheat sheet. She also is if you want to make a package gift, you could also purchase the Complete Works of Shakespeare in 3 panels each comic book. for a combined total of $22.
What a bargain.
What a bargain from goodticklebrain.com.shop. /shop/. Mia's great. We love her. We want to support her. I actually think I'll probably be doing some Christmas shopping on this website myself this year, mm-hmm. which I'm really excited about. There's also there are other great t-shirts on here. Mm-hmm. And she's just one of those. The flowchart poster, Shakespeare flowchart poster's on there. So there are other great options, but for me, it would be the t-shirt. Get it in a medium if you like. I mean, for me, send it to me. I would love one. Mia, if you're listening, and I hope you are, wouldn't mind seeing a V-neck pop up on here.
No, you're going to yoke out the t-shirt.
Lover of V-necks. I will just cut it. I mean, I'll just cut down because you've seen my style.
I have. It's homeless is the style.
Hey, derelict. So that's my first gift.
Nice. Yeah, I had actually had I had this page tabbed as if you had stolen any of my gifts. I like the tote bag, the Complete Works of Shakespeare tote bag at goodticklebrain.com with all of the works in a circle around the tote. So that's
cool. Yeah.
But one of the things for the segue, watch this segue. One of the things I like about that t-shirt in particular is it's a piece of Shakespeare clothing that's not like to be or not to be, or like though she is little, she is fierce. Like it's not right. just a t-shirt that says I'm in high school and I do Shakespeare.
Right.
Which I feel is the trap that a lot of Shakespeare clothing items fall into. Sure. So I would recommend, and this is kind of an open-ended one, on redbubble.com. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's basically I think it's for artists where you go in with a graphic or a logo or something and you can slap it on a million types of t-shirts, t-shirts or iPhone cases or wall art or just like prints or whatever. So basically it's all these artists who have these designs and then you can slap it on whatever you want. And so they have a lot of these types of t-shirts. If you just type in Shakespeare, they'll all come up. They have a lot of these types of t-shirts that are more subtle that like if you were just like walking through the mall, someone would just look at your t-shirt and not know if it's a Shakespeare thing or like an indie band thing or like a logo for a hockey team from the 70s type of thing, you know, where it's like the people who get it will get it and the people who don't won't think you're a tryhard, which is what I always go for.
I like the phrase tryhard. I've never heard that.
But my favorite one that I found is it's a t-shirt called A Bear by user Bright Gemini. It's a picture of a bear in what I would describe as profile, but it's a whole bear. The bear is moving left to right on your radio. And it's a silhouette, and across the shape of the bear, it just says in parens, exit pursued by a bear. So it's one of it's a line that all Shakespeare people know that other people probably don't. And it's just a plain two-color silhouette of a bear with the text over it. I would like that one. Green would be excellent.
Okay.
And I'm a large. So
nice.
A bear hoodie on redbubble.com.
Very nice. So the bear in Shakespeare's time, since we're in a segue match now, I think that the bear, of course, would have been featured in the bear baiting ring, right? So that's where we would have seen bears outside of the play, The Winter's Tale, is in a bear baiting ring. For me, my second gift is actually available in another sort of small business, shakespearesglobe.com. Mm-hmm. The Shakespeare's Globe over in London, they have a wonderful online shopping store. I'm sure they also have one there live if you can make it to it, but if not, you can do it online.
Tough commute.
But they have one of the items that particularly catches my eye, something actually I purchased when I was over in London years ago. Mm-hmm. And it is the Rose Ring. This ring is a copy of a gold ring found during the excavation of the Rose Theater on Bankside. The piece is engraved with the French inscription, Pense pour moi, DV. The letters DV stand for the Latin words Dio volente, and the inscription translates as Think of me, God willing. The ring is also decorated with a heart and two crossed arrows. Please note that the ring is a copy of a very old piece of jewelry, and although the inside of the ring is perfectly round, the outside has all the imperfections and markings of the original, which adds to this piece's charm and history. which I just love as a general, like, don't get upset when you get this ring and it's like dinged up.
It's like, that's supposed to look like that.
That's how it was, which I appreciate. It fits in with my derelict homeless.
Tray derelict.
This ring makes a truly special gift for a loved one or for yourself. And comes in a gift box with a brief...
Dan's most loved one.
Truly, my greatest friend. My dearest loved one, me.
What else did you say comes in the box?
A brief history of the ring. Of course, we all know that rings feature in several Shakespeare plays.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also... I really like this ring. I think it's classy. I like the look of it. I like the sentiment. I like the idea that it was found during an excavation of the Rose Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I also... If you may not know, my name, Daniel, translates to God's will. So think of me, God willing, is a nice reference to me, which I think is what this ring is actually about.
I'm shocked that you think that.
So that would be my second gift. I might buy it for myself.
Yeah, nice. I'd actually seen that, and I was like, that is a Dan Bollier gift, if I've ever seen it. A dinged-up copy of a dinged-up ring. Yeah. Dan Bollier buying for himself, tray derelict.
Well, I had one during college, which you may remember. I think I took it off during one of our famous THDA theater department home run derbies, and I dropped it in the batters on the on deck circle, and it's still there.
And now, when they excavate the field in Dover, they'll find that.
That's right. This must be an original Bollier ring.
An original Bollier. The next one that I pulled up is more. It's kind of. It's a DVD, which I know is kind of out of date. Dan is grabbing his head because you had the same thing, didn't you?
Well, I had something else. This is my backup.
Well, you took my backup, so here we go. I'm almost certain that everyone listening to this podcast has seen this TV show. It's inexplicable. If you have not, press pause and go watch it. Slings and Arrows.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, of course. Slings and Arrows is a TV show, a Canadian TV show about a Shakespeare company in New Burbage, which is a loose take on the Stratford Festival. And as someone who makes a living in the theater industry, emphatically not on the artistic end, it is the best insight to, I show my family this and I'm like, this is what it's really like. Like, in the same way that, you know, Grey's Anatomy shows exactly what it's like to work in a hospital. Slings and Arrows. No, just kidding.
Right.
Slings and Arrows actually does show what the inner workings of the not-for-profit theater world are like. The DVD, you can get all three seasons for $50. I was going to say you should get it on Amazon or whatever, on Amazon Instant View or whatever, but it's not on there. And it's not on Netflix and it's not on Hulu. So I guess DVD is the only way you can go, which is a crime. But yeah, if you have a Shakespeare lover or you are a Shakespeare lover and you have not watched this show, I mean...
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Go watch this show. It's 6 episodes a season for 3 seasons. It's a slam dunk. You're going to love it. You're going to make references to it forever. It's the best. So,
and it's $50, you said, for the 3 DVDs?
For the 3 seasons.
Wow. Right. So that's amazing. You can get the 3 seasons for $50, and if you don't have a DVD player, you can pick one up for $10.
Seriously.
At Walmart.
I know, you're not guaranteed, right? That's the problem, is that, right, nobody has DVD players.
Right.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. So I was trying to be a good little boy and keep my Christmas list reasonable this year and just ask for, like, small business things and a 20-pound ring. 20 pounds, is it the cost of the ring? Doesn't weigh 20 pounds. That would be very devastating to wear on your hand.
It would be not good.
And then I put together a nice little DVD package of 3 of the Shakespearean DVDs I thought were most important to watch for any Shakespeare lover.
Mm-hmm.
But since DVDs are now off the board, I'm going to go ahead and say, you know what, Santa, I've been extra good this year. Here's what I want for Christmas. I want a trip to either Ashland, Stratford, Canada, or London, and give the gift of live theater. Never has it ever been more important to take people to see live theater, especially if you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them to see live theater because, you know, as things move more towards Netflix and Hulu and watching things on YouTube, which is all great, you can't ever replicate the feeling you get sitting in a room with 2 to 1,000 other people listening to the bard's words live, being spoken by trained actors. Those, I think, for me, those are 3 of the big ones. And it's a nice destination. Like, you know what? Some kids go to Disneyland. I have a nerd kid. We're going to Ashland. We're going to Stratford.
Pack up, nerd kid. Let's go.
Pack up your DVDs. Throw your good Tickle Brain t-shirt on, put that ring on, bring Slings and Arrows to watch in the van as we drive cross country to watch some Shakespeare live.
Good God.
I don't know. I think this is a great idea.
I think it is. And I will say,
I would like you to fly me out to Ashland, please.
If you don't have a Santa able to facilitate cross country trips, seeing Shakespeare in your community is also, this does not count as my gift, but I'm piggybacking.
What is this?
I think it's a great idea. It's a bonus gift. Merry
What's
Christmas.
This? What's
Happy
this?
Holidays. What's this? You know, you don't, obviously we would all love to go to London, but see, you know, find what's in your backyard, find what's in a city near you. Just hear it. Hear Shakespeare's words. Go out and find it. Not that, you know, we're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
But find someone else and go bring them out with you and, you know. In addition to in an era of Netflix and Hulu, in America at least, in an era where the arts, who knows where arts funding is going to go now more than ever, it's important to show your support financially, personally, get out there and keep everything moving forward.
Hunky dory, you might say.
Would I say that?
I don't know. It's the word of the week.
Do we do word of the week on the wildcard episodes?
No.
Well,
we just did this time. Merry Christmas.
Perfect.
Get you an extra word of the week.
So that's six. Those are six gifts. There's a half a dozen gifts that you can get for the Shakespeare lover in your life. And I know we've had some fun here today talking about gifts that you could get for us. But there actually is a gift that you could get for us that would be kind of helpful. Due to, I would say, popular demand, but it's really like three people asking. No Holds Barred we've set up a Patreon. That we will now be able to accept donations for people who want to support the show. Obviously, you do not need to. We are not going to make any of our programming behind a paywall or anything. No Holds Barred will always remain free. But if you want to give us a little, you want to give us a little something in the stocking, you can go to patreon.com/. It's the first time.
It's the first time I didn't know that was coming.
Let's take it again.
I was drawing a kite.
you can go to
patreon.com/
No Holds Barred and make a donation. It's a monthly donation that you just set up. You set it and forget it, and it just comes off of your credit card. And as our little kickoff bonus here, for anyone that donates $10 or more before December 25th, Dan and I will send you a personalized 12th night card.
Yeah.
It'll be a holiday card that we send to you to be delivered by 12th night, January 6th.
2017. Exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about the time when my Christmas cards usually land, so I like using 12th night.
And what would that what would that entail? Do you have any details for the loyal listeners?
For what the card will be?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be, you know, a holiday card. By any other name would smell as sweet. And Dan and I are gonna we will give you a unique line from the canon. And then Dan and I will write you a note about it. And let's be honest, by the time if we do three or more, we'll probably just be arguing at each other in handwriting. And then we'll mail it to you. And then you can use it as blackmail against us probably.
Probably. What I like about it is that we're talking about the idea of maybe doing some scansion on there, possibly just debate it. You know, this might just go back and forth between us for a couple of passes. Mm-hmm. So you might actually get a visual, tangible argument, which isn't out of our nature to argue about things.
Totally. But we'll do
but
it for
the
you.
Holidays.
We'll Absolutely. As is holiday tradition. So yeah, if you donate, like definitely let us tweet at us about it, Facebook at us about it. And yeah, that's actually a really good idea when you put it that way, Dan, that if you do donate, tweet at us, tell us you donated, and tell us what your favorite play is or what your favorite monologue is, and we'll pick a line from that to yell at each to write at each other over
in big capital letters and scratches and scrawls.
Yeah, so there you go. That's your gift to us. Six gifts to give to the other Shakespeare lovers in your life, and a gift for Chaboys here at No Holds Barred.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it works
for me. The happiest season of all.
Yeah, it's nice. And yeah, it was very, I mean, you and I definitely deserve to be rewarded for putting out the gift-giving holiday episode before the holidays this year. I think that was a bold stroke and a wise
move. Yeah, we're really improving here in our mid-70 episodes.
2 years in, almost.
It'd be great. I'm excited. I'm just excited to see which of our loyal listeners is going to fly us out to London this year.
That would be great.
So I'm very excited.
We are ready to go. All right. Anything else for this week, Danny? Are we going to pack it in?
I'm going to pack it in.
Word. All right. To keep in touch with us until next time, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/ No Holds Barred. You can email us at noholdsbarredpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at No Holds Barredcast, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ No Holds Barredcast. So, on behalf of the Seven Stages Shakespeare Company, I'm Kevin Condardo.
And I'm Dan Bullier. Happy holidays. Adieu, 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 adieu.